Our Coaches Insight programs, they continue here tonight on CARE 93.7, the first ones here in 2025. And we're joined now by the Atchison County boys basketball coach. That is Corey Eckert, brought to you by L&L Construction and Taco John's, one of the few teams that have been able to get a game in here in 2025. The Tigers last Friday losing a game at Moorhill Mounts Academy. Coach, we've had some time to kind of sit on that one a little bit. Just take us back to Friday and that game at Moorhill, and what'd you see, and just a few overall thoughts and takeaways from it.
Yeah, Moorhill's really good and a good team. Tough one to start right after Christmas break. But, you know, I felt like it might have been one of our better games to this point in the young season, in terms of just competing for four quarters, and I thought our defense and our effort level on defense was way better than it was before Christmas. So some good things from that. You know, we shot the ball a lot, didn't go in as much as we'd like, but, you know, some positives to take away from it, which is good to start the, you know, the season out after the break, so.
Yeah, and certainly it's not half the season by any stretch. There's still a long way to go in this thing, but do you kind of reset once you come out of the holiday break? You kind of feel like it's a fresh start and almost a new season, so to speak?
Yeah, in a way, I think you can take it that way. You know, in our first part of the season, we had some tough teams on the schedule with Valley Falls and Moorhill and Horton and Sabetha and Centralia. So, you know, we've seen some really good teams, you know, in our first few games here. And it's nice because basketball's a long season. And now we're going to start getting into more league schools that we haven't seen yet in the midseason tournament. So, yeah, I think it was a good refresher to have a break and then come back and be mentally charged and try some different things.
Yeah, and it turns around pretty quick. Obviously, the game Tuesday with Valley, that was obviously rescheduled here to tonight, and then you'll play Troy tomorrow night. So back-to-back nights here to get going and really kind of push this thing forward here in 2025. I guess we'll start with kind of the reschedule here tonight with Valley Falls. You mentioned you saw them again right before the break, and obviously a top-tier team in this league. So what's kind of the adjustments that need to be made here at home tonight against Valley Falls?
Yeah, tough opponent. We did not show up or play particularly well, which didn't help our case right before Christmas break. So I was disappointed in that. So, you know, with the second game against them, a quick turnaround, I'm just looking for, you know, better defense, better effort, better hustle. And, you know, that's all I could ask for them in a game like this. So, you know, looking for our guys to compete for four quarters and continue to get better.
And then real quick, Troy tomorrow night, obviously, again, the second of back-to-back, a Troy team that's played really well here early on. What's obviously not really looking ahead, but what can you tell us about Troy? And then, again, just the second game of a back-to-back.
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty athletic, and they compete, and they play hard. And so, yeah, that'll be a tough one to follow, the Valley Falls game on the road against them. But we saw them at the Jamboree at the beginning of the year. So, you know, we've seen the players. Obviously, you know, they're doing different stuff and we're doing different stuff now. But, you know, at least we got to look at them and kind of know the personnel and can mentally prepare for that.
There it is. ACCHS boys basketball coach. That is Corey Eckert. As the Tigers, again, a makeup game tonight at home against Valley Falls. And then they turn around tomorrow night taking on Troy. That'll be a road tilt. That'll be our feature broadcast on 103.9. Coach, we really appreciate it. Good luck here these next couple of nights, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, sounds good. Thanks.